My name is Will Mitchell. I'm in my mid-40s, and I live just outside of San Francisco. I'm an independent audio engineer and musician, and my work's based here in the Bay Area. I first got interested in recording as a young boy, and I remember pleading with my parents to let me buy a battery-powered 3-inch Iowa reel-to-reel recorder with the money that I'd made from my paper route. It took a lot of convincing and pleading, but they finally let me buy it. After I got the machine, I found out the speed was funky, the batteries would wear out, my microphone was lousy, but it taught me an awful lot about recording and I had some great times. Of course, my folks still didn't know why I wanted a tape recorder and what I'd do with it, but now they find many years later that I spend most of my time recording, editing, and listening to that stuff that I record. One of my earliest recordings was that of the Apollo 11 moon landing, including Neil Armstrong's immortal words as he first stepped on the moon's surface. Then later in college, one of my friends let me experiment with his Revox reel-to-reel, and that set me loose making weird recordings using a variety of speeds, sound-on-sound, anything the tape recorder could do. I recorded anything that we had in our apartment. I think I even recorded the kitchen sink, or at least the sound of the water in it. Now this started to open the door for me. Soon my buddies and I would find interesting reverberant or echoey spaces in the city where we lived, and we'd go out late at night with a variety of sound makers to see what we could come up with. One great spot was an underground tunnel that linked some subway stations. It had a circular dome space as a junction for several tunnels. During the quiet hours after midnight, we'd fill the space with penny whistles, kazoos, drums, again, whatever we could find. We were amazed at just how the sound of a coin being dropped or a person walking by could create so much for us to hear. It was so much fun that in time, a number of us took an interest in making organized sounds. We learned to play instruments, we joined bands, and we made recordings. Today, I record musical groups live and in the studio, and I take my portable rig out into the field to collect sounds for fun and profit. Depending on the client and the project, the content of my field recording sessions can vary from being very quiet to extremely loud. They can be natural or man-made sources, quiet ambient backgrounds, or loud and right in your face. We're surrounded by sound. I'm always amazed at the variety of sounds there are if one listens. An ever-changing sound bed meets our ears whether in the middle of a bustling city or sitting on a stump in the forest. Both environments can be hectic or soothing, deafening or almost silent. I say almost because if you listen, you'll notice that there is always sound. The few clips I've put together today illustrate some examples of the sounds that are around us. As you listen, please notice the sounds that are up front and easy to hear, but also listen for those that are lying deeper in the mix. This first track was recorded while standing in a game arcade in Montreal, Quebec. Listen to the variety of sounds overlapping one another and weaving in and out. For me, this is a good example of the urban sound collage. It's loud, it's chaotic. It creates a big, full, oral backdrop. Next, we have an alpine stream emptying out of a meadow in California's Sierra Mountains. Like the arcade, this is loud and constant, and there is very little room left for quieter sounds to be heard. The following two recordings both have nature as their subjects, yet in the background you can hear the intrusion of man-made sounds on the soundscape. What you will first hear is a herd of cows on a rural ranch. Notice the jet that's passing over. While I was working at one session at this location, it took me almost 2 days to get 15 minutes of ambient environmental recordings that didn't have any airplanes passing by. Even though it was a remote location, it showed to me once again that's not always quiet in nature. Now, here are some birds recorded outside my studio window at about 1:30 in the morning. During the winter months, these birds sing all through the night in a call and response. One would think this is a quiet time of day, but listen to how loud and busy they are. In the background, you can hear the passing traffic and the sound of a distant BART train. Now, which of these sounds belong in the soundscape, and which are the intruders? You make the call. Notice the difference in the background sounds between what you just listened to and this recording of some birds early in the morning in the Sierra Mountains. There are no cars or trains here, but you will hear a mosquito buzzing by. I can't decide whether the last clip that you're about to hear is man-made or is natural. This is the sound of some wind passing through a door that's connecting an outdoor train platform to an underground subway station. Almost playing in unison with the wind at the beginning of the track, you'll hear a fire engine that's passing in the distance.